Water temperatures routinely rise above 68 degrees in the reservoirs of the Lower Snake and Columbia River dams. That's according to data from the federal agencies that operate the system. A Seattle group called Save Our Wild Salmon is highlighting the issue with weekly hot water reports. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Pilthorpe has the story.
Salmon and steelhead need cold water. Hot water stresses their metabolism, can make them more susceptible to diseases, and it can endanger their reproductive success.
And in the worst case, when water temperatures get too high, it can lead to death.
Joseph Bogard is with Save Our Wild Salmon. He says that's what happened in the summer of 2015 when temperatures all over the Northwest spiked and about 250,000 adult sockeye died in the Columbia River Basin. Many scientists refer to that year as a dress rehearsal for climate change. That's why Bogard's group started issuing the hot water reports.
Those kinds of conditions are unusual, but they're becoming more common, and they're going to become more frequent as we move forward.
Advocates say dam removal and river restoration are the only real options. Nearby communities fear the economic consequences. Save Our Wild Salmon is pressing the governors and members of Congress from Washington, Oregon, and Idaho to find ways to take action. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.